World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.
That is a terrific shot.
Welcome to the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update. Serious cricket talk for the hardened cricketer, I'm Parth Mukherjee. In this week's edition, Sehwag, Zaheer returns, Sachin opts out of the Lanka tour. Will Rahul Dravid be Team India's future coach? Rain dashes England's quest to be number one ODI team. Sri Lanka questions Saeed Ajmal's bowling action. And Australia to play Afghanistan in one-day international. We begin with India. Opener Virendra Sehwag and pace spearhead Zaheer Khan have made comeback in the 15-member Indian cricket squad after recovering from injuries. However, senior batsman Sachin Tendulkar decided to skip the limited overs tour of Sri Lanka starting July 21. All-rounders Ravindra Jadeja, Yusuf and Irfan Pathan and Praveen Kumar have been dropped, while top-order batsman Ajinkya Rahane, who was unfortunate to miss out on the Asia Cup in March this year, is back in the team. A notable inclusion is left-arm spinner Pragyan Ojha. He is back in the team at the cost of Jadeja, who had a terrible Asia Cup outing. The team includes three spinners for the slow Sri Lankan tracks, seven specialist batsmen, four seamers and a wicketkeeper. Recently retired Rahul Dravid has indicated that he's open to the idea of coaching the Indian cricket team in future. Though he has refrained from making a commitment, Dravid points to his credentials with Rajasthan Royals in this year's IPL when he was the captain cum mentor of the side. His role with Rajasthan Royals this year was little more than leadership. He was involved in the tactical and coaching side of it as well. It would be interesting to see whether the Indian Cricket Board, the BCCI, would take note of Dravid's hint and make him an offer. England's hopes of becoming the world's top-ranked one-day international side during the series against Australia were ended after rain washed out the third ODI on Wednesday. The match at Edgbaston was abandoned without a ball being bowled, with England 2-0 up in the five-match series. However, England had to sweep this contest 5-0 to replace current number one ODI team Australia and so become the first team to be number one in all three formats, with the side already number one in Test and 2020 cricket. Sri Lanka has raised doubts over the bowling action of Pakistan off-spinner Saeed Ajmal after the first test in Gaul last week. Sri Lanka had previously also raised doubts over the spinner's action in the series played last November in the UAE. Some Sri Lankan cricket personalities feel that some of the Ajmal's deliveries go beyond the permissible limit of 15 degree. Ajmal took 7 wickets in the first test at Gaul, that Sri Lanka won by 209 runs. Finally, Australia will play emerging cricket nation Afghanistan for the first time in a one-day international in the Middle East next month. The game will serve as a warm-up for Australia's series against Pakistan in the United Arab Emirates, which immediately precedes the ICC World 2020 tournament in Sri Lanka in September-October. Afghanistan failed to qualify for the 2011 World Cup, but have ODI status until 2013 and have also qualified for this year's ICC World 2020 in Sri Lanka. So that's it for this edition of the World Cricket Weekly Talk Update. Catch my comments every week. Until next time, I'm Parth Mukherjee. We'll see you at the crease.
Got hold of that. He's hit that a long way. That is a terrific shot.
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.